Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
If you were here the past few weeks, or maybe even a couple months, in our sermons, we've been looking at a particular series called The Case for Christ. It was a courtroom drama series of many different characters and voices of people from the Bible giving their testimony and who Jesus really was. Last night, as we waited for this day, we looked at not a voice, but the sound of silence as Jesus was in the tomb. Today, the silence is no more. Today, we hear the voice of the tomb. And that voice, as we remember from our gospel lesson, is the voice of the angel. The angel that said, "He is not here. He is risen. He is not here." That's the voice that we remember today. The voice coming from the tomb. But as a way to let that really quite sink down into our brains this morning, into our heads, I want to share another voice with you, a very important voice in our modern era of Christianity. A voice that was too soon silenced before his would-be 100th birthday this year. A voice I want to share with you from the evangelist Billy Graham. And this is what his take is on this voice of the tomb.
You know, they only brought three charges against him to crucify him. One, they said, this man loves sinners. The second, he healed on the Sabbath day. And the third, he claimed to be the Son of God. And then look at the death he died. Did ever a man die like Jesus? The lightning flashed and the thunder roared and the earth began to shake. They first took long leather thongs with steel pellets or lead pellets on the end and beat him across the back until he could hardly stand up. Then they put a crown of thorns on his brow and his face was bleeding. And he dragged and lifted and hauled that cross. And then, on the cross, he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And then he dropped his head and said, "It's finished." Yes, they laid him away in a tomb. And when they went out to the tomb that morning, they heard the greatest news the world has ever known. He is not here. He is risen. He's alive. He is not here. Death could not hold him. He had conquered the grave. That's the greatest news the world has ever heard. He's a living Savior.
That's the voice of the angel in the tomb. He is not here. That was what was said in the tomb, but that's not what's being said right here, right now, today. God is here, and God is there for you. Not just today, but tomorrow, next week, next year, until the very day of your death. Hopefully that doesn't happen until God comes back. But God is here. Not in the tomb, but here with you in your lives, here on Sunday and every day of the week. And so, let us look one more time on what that looks like. Thank you. The voice from the tomb said, "He is not here." But he is here for you today and tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.